Welcome to our Good Friday Passion Drive-Thru. A very blessed Good Friday to you from Holy Ghost Lutheran Church, as we pause to remember our Savior's suffering and death, leading up to the celebration of Christ's resurrection and victory on Easter Sunday. Please follow along with the CD as you move from station to station.
Scene 1, The Lord's Supper. Then came the day of unleavened bread, on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. When the hour came, Jesus took his place at the table, and the apostles with him. Then he took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And he did the same with the cup after supper, saying, "This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood."
Please proceed to the next scene.
Scene 2, Jesus praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. "Sit here, while I go over there and pray." And going a little farther, he fell on his face and prayed, saying, "My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." Then he came to the disciples and said to them, "Sleep, and take your rest later on. See, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand."
Please proceed to the next scene.
Scene 3, The Arrest. So Judas, having procured a band of soldiers and some officers from the chief priests and the Pharisees, went there with lanterns and torches and weapons. Then Jesus, knowing all that would happen to him, came forward and said to them, "Whom do you seek?" They answered him, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus said to them, "I am he." And the man called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He drew near to Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said to him, "Judas, would you betray the Son of Man with a kiss?" So the band of soldiers and their captain and the officers of the Jews arrested Jesus and bound him.
Please proceed to the next scene.
Scene 4, Judas' Departure. Then when Judas's betrayer saw that Jesus was condemned, he changed his mind and brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priest and the elders, saying, "I have sinned by betraying innocent blood." They said, "What is this to us? See to it yourself." And throwing down the pieces of silver into the temple, he departed and he went and hanged himself.
Please proceed to the next scene.
Scene 5, Peter's Denial. Then a servant girl, seeing him as he sat in the light and looking closely at him, said, "This man also was with him." But he denied it, saying, "Woman, I do not know him." And a little later, someone else saw him and said, "You also are one of them." But Peter said, "Man, I am not." And after an interval of about an hour, still another insisted, saying, "Certainly this man also was with him, for he too is a Galilean." But Peter said, "Man, I do not know what you are talking about." And immediately, while he was still speaking, the rooster crowed. And the Lord turned and looked at Peter. And Peter remembered the saying of the Lord, how he had said to him, "Before the rooster crows today, you will deny me 3 times. And he went out and wept bitterly.
Please proceed to the next scene.
Scene 6, Jesus suffering. Now the men who were holding Jesus in custody were mocking him as they beat him. They also blindfolded him and kept asking him, "Prophesy, who is this that struck you?" And they said many other things against him, blaspheming him.
Please proceed to the next scene.
Scene 7, Jesus' trial before Pilate. Now Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world." Pilate went out again and said to them, "See, I am bringing him out to you, that you may know that I find no guilt in him." When the chief priests and the officers saw him, they cried out, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Pilate said to them, "Take him yourself and crucify him, for I find no guilt in him." He took water and washed his hands before the crowd, saying, "I am innocent of this man's blood. See to it yourself." And the people answered, "His blood be on us and on our children."
Please proceed to the next scene.
Scene 8, carrying of the cross. And they led him out to crucify him. As they went out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. They compelled this man to carry his cross.
Please proceed to the next scene.
Scene 9, the crucifixion. And when they had crucified him, they divided his garments among them by casting lots. Then they sat down and kept watch over him there. And over his head they put the charge against him, which read, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Then two robbers were crucified with him, one on the right and one on the left. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. And behold, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth shook and the rocks were split. When the centurion and those who were with him, keeping watch over Jesus, saw the earthquake and what took place, they were filled with awe and said, "Truly this was the Son of God."
Thank you for sharing in our Lord's Passion. As you remember, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life.